We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He is with College Football News, and he is a regular on Bull and Fox on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Here is Pete Futek. Pete, how you doing this afternoon, bud?
I'm doing just fine, all things considered. How about you guys?
I'm doing okay. I think we're doing okay. We're just a little, you know, we were feeling good after Friday. You know, Friday happens, and you're watching this Wisconsin game, and you're saying, wait a minute, I knew Graham Mertz was highly touted, but holy cow, I mean, he is putting on a show. All of a sudden, Wisconsin fans are thinking, okay, we liked our chances maybe out of the West, but now we really like them. And then in a matter of days, positive tests, and now their season is pretty much, for all intents and purposes, as far as competitiveness, over. Nebraska's trying to find teams to play. Big Ten says no to Chattanooga. What do you make of the Big Ten's protocols and how this has been handled here so far so early?
There's so many different ways to look at this. And the first way to look at it is the system worked. Yeah, as ugly and as yuck as this is, the whole point, I mean, remember, the testing isn't a cure. The Big Ten never promised a vaccine. It promised that it had the testing in place. And apparently the testing works because it just made sure that Wisconsin's players, not only who had it, got tested positive, but got retested again to make sure. And now the protocols are in place. Now, the 21-day thing, I've always thought was a positive because, look, it's a hard stop. It's an eight-week season. It's a deterrent. To me, it's like you're saying, hey, everyone, get your stuff in order. Lock everything down for 2 months and just take every precaution possible. But then there's the debate over, well, the 21 days is because of concerns over heart issues, whoever gets COVID. And now there's a report saying that nobody's able to find heart issues in the college football players who are having it so far. So there's a whole bunch of things at play here. But at the very least, the system works. Now, the Nebraska thing, which Nebraska fans are angry at me about today, is don't schedule UT Chattanooga. Like, what are you doing? Like, of course, you're not going to get that game, and what's the point? You know, just line up, get ready for Northwestern in a game you have to win. And now if you look at Northwestern's schedule, or I'm sorry, Nebraska's schedule, you know, they might not be a world beater, but they don't have to. They got the Ohio State game out of the way. They don't have to play Wisconsin now. But you've got one home game against Penn State, and everything else is very winnable. So you've got a pretty good-looking schedule going forward, but you know, this is always going to be weird. 8 games in 8 weeks. They were going to, you know, kind of go commando on this, and now it's coming back to bite them.
Pete, do you think that Wisconsin should have to forfeit this game since it was their issue?
It's kind of hard to kind of virus shame you and say, yeah, you got the bad luck of getting this. I mean, they haven't figured out how they got it. They've been up front on everything. They, you know, Paul Chryst has just said, we don't know. We don't know how this happened. Other than we took all the protocols, and that's kind of the problem with this. One kid gets it, it infects everyone else, and they don't know how this all started. And look, they're college kids. You know, you got one date with your girlfriend, one house party, one anything, and all of a sudden, this, you know, you could get infect the whole thing. So I am for the idea going forward, if you make this rule that's saying, yeah, the team that gets it and can't go has to forfeit, as long as there's independent testing happening and not in-house, because you don't want anybody to, you know, be nefarious enough to fudge the tests or anything. But, I think that's – if you tell coaches and teams that you don't win this, or you don't stay healthy, you forfeit your game. Watch how fast everything is completely locked down.
Pete Futek, College Football News, is our guest here, Bull and Fox, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Pete, under normal circumstances, and these are certainly not normal circumstances, we'd be pumped up, I think, as Ohio State and, you know, Penn State fans, college football fans, as Ohio State travels to State College. You've got a whiteout situation because it's a night game, but, well, that whiteout's really not going to be a whiteout. There's not going to be any fans, and Penn State got upended by Indiana last week. Now, okay, that can still happen. You can still get excited for this game, but tell me what the biggest storyline is. I mean, does Penn State feel like the wind went right out of their sails with all of the injuries and then losing to Indiana? What's the big storyline coming out of this game on Saturday?
Well, the wind can go right back in it if you win. Look, that was a weird, crazy game, and you know, like you said, nothing's been normal, but it was kind of fun for at least a few hours to just argue over stupid football bad calls in the end of that Indiana game. That was kind of enjoyable. Yeah. But before the last, minute and 35 seconds or so of that game, Indiana did absolutely nothing. I mean, that Penn State defense was fantastic for most of the game. A couple of short fields and a couple of breaks kept Indiana in the game. But that defense is still really good. Sean Clifford is a good veteran quarterback who can run. They have no depth at running back, and their downfield passing game is going to be a question mark. But this defense is a whole lot better. And, you know, look, it's kind of hard to argue with anything that Ohio State did winning 52-17. But just being able to, you know, watch the lines that weren't quite as dominant as they should have been, the running backs weren't quite as good as they should have been. But look, first games for everybody this year have been weird. Across the board, no matter who it is. You know, Clemson didn't exactly rock Wake Forest to start the season. Alabama's defense was certainly a problem the first few games. So Ohio State wasn't exactly great, and it still put 52 on the board and won easily. So the story, I guess, for them is win this game, and what else is there? Quick schedule. You already got the first two games out of the way. And now you've got, what, five straight games of where you're going to be favored by double digits up until the Michigan game? So the storyline for Ohio State is if you win this and win it convincingly, then that's it. It's Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State. Those are the top three teams. And only Wisconsin-like virus issue or a massively weird upset would prevent that until the very end of the rainbow, where let's see if this Michigan thing is any good or not. And Clemson's got to go to Notre Dame next week. So there are some games still left, but those would be the, no question about it, top three teams.
Are we buying Joe Milton at quarterback for Michigan?
All right, it's a game. You know, Minnesota's pretty good. You know, that's I kind of think people forget that Michigan's actually good. The problem with Michigan every year is they get trucked by Ohio State, and then they lose a bowl game to a team like Alabama. It's like, oh, well, Michigan, whatever. This is still a top overall program that just so happened to not be able to beat the biggest bad boy on the Big Ten block and has problems with the elite of the elite. So this is a good overall team. Milton looked good enough, and you know, yeah, if you can progress with the guy who, you know, finally might give Michigan a real live high-end quarterback, that's a dangerous team to watch out for, but you don't have to worry about that until mid-December.
LSU at Auburn this weekend, this Saturday at 3:30. I don't know. Neither team has really been blowing anybody away and or knocking anybody's socks off. Who do you like in this one between the Tigers and, well, the Tigers?
Yeah, flip a coin. I mean, T.J. Finley, a quarterback for LSU, he's like 6'10 and 400 pounds and can run and, you know, just has all the tools. He's a really fun quarterback who to watch. And LSU's offense has been really good. You're right. I mean, Auburn has been really underwhelming. They caught a couple of massive breaks in, you know, both the Arkansas and the Ole Miss game. But they just kind of keep winning and finding ways to get it done. This is going to be a shootout. I kind of like LSU to get this done. But certainly, you know, Auburn has played just enough defense to be kind of alive and kicking in this. But the SEC's just been kind of down. I mean, Alabama's been great. Georgia's still good. Florida already lost, but the midsection of the SEC looks really soft this year, and especially with LSU not playing the type of defense that we thought it would.
Pete Futek, College Football News, is our guest. Pete, I got to tell you, man, I've been more and more impressive as we go here with the Bearcats in Cincinnati. I know they're in the American Conference, but that game last week against SMU, that you know, it was kind of a pick 'em type game. I mean, 42-13, their defense, Marcus Freeman's got them playing really good football. I mean, is there – I know we talk about this almost every week. Is there any thought in your mind that Cincinnati's pushing here for a playoff?
At the very least, get into the discussion. I mean, keep doing that. I've never been a believer in SMU. They kind of fatten up on a bunch of mediocre teams always with their offense. But look, you know, if you're Cincinnati, just keep doing that. I mean, this week you've got, big game against Memphis. You know, that's going to be a wild show. I mean, that's another brand name team. And Memphis has owned Cincinnati since, 2013? So this is a big game for the program. This is where, you know, you win this, and all of a sudden, you know, you're right in the mix for things in this craziest of crazy years. I always think that there's a hard ceiling on how far a team can go, especially in a year where Cincinnati's not going to be have a signature win against a Power 5 program of note on its schedule. But certainly it can get in the discussion. And, you know, make it hard on this playoff committee. You know, we don't know what's going to happen going forward. Again, you know, I don't mean to make this icky by taking a global pandemic and making it football related, but we don't know. You know, we don't know how this is going to, you know, these conferences are hanging on by a thread, you know, when it comes to just getting these games played. So if you're Cincinnati, just keep winning, come up with a perfect season, and then see what happens at the end of this whole thing and see if you can get into the fun.
So, Pete, we talk about Trevor Lawrence. We talk about Mac Jones and, of course, Justin Fields, who was already in the discussion, but he just hadn't played a game yet until Saturday. And, man, oh, man, did he look fantastic. And these were passes. Garrett Wilson, you know, across the middle, deep middle. He just looked surgical out there. How do you – is it a close gap or any gap at all between Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields in your mind when you watch these two guys play?
In terms of NFL talent, Trevor Lawrence is still it. I mean, Trevor Lawrence is being thrown out there with the John Elways and Andrew Lux in terms of the absolute pitch-perfect prospect in every way. He would have been the number one pick. Maybe not as a freshman, but certainly over the last two NFL drafts, he would have been the number one overall guy. I mean, he is just that franchise guy. Fields is not too far behind. And look, you know, if you're at, I mean, the whole you can't teach accuracy thing, well, he became accurate. I mean, he's been, you know, 20-21 in a brilliant game like that when, look, they weren't getting the running game. They weren't getting things happening. It was all Justin Fields to make that happen. And you can't fake the 20-21. So, there's something pretty strong happening with him. A little bit with the throwing motion could be a little – I know he's worked on it, but could be just a little bit more compact, but that's totally nitpicking. He's a top three overall draft pick. And if Trevor Lawrence really is serious about not wanting to be a New York Jet and not leave, I'm sure the New York Jets would be more than happy to take Justin Fields and see if that works out.
Well, hopefully we get some good games this weekend. Hopefully we get some negative tests. That's where we're at right now. That's also what we're hoping for during the weekend. But Pete Futek, College Football News, always a pleasure, buddy. Keep up the great work. We'll do it again soon. Thank you.
Anytime, guys. You guys stay safe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.